I tried to speed up, but the sand pulled at my shoes like wet hands trying to drag me under. Usually I found hard sand to run on, but this morning I hadn't found any. A groan and a creak floated across the air. The sound wasn't one I normally heard on the runs I'd taken to over the summer months. No one else seemed to be out, but the early hour and fog explained that. The fog opened up just long enough for me to see a massive sailboat listing to its side, bobbing on the water. "Hello?" I called as I got closer. I ran my hand through my short brown hair. It curled wildly in this humidity. The boat was between the two sandbars that ran along this stretch of beach. The groan and creak seemed to be coming from the boat. A muffled cry sounded from inside the boat. A baby's cry. I whipped out my cell phone and dialed 911. I thought of Julius Spencer Fleming's opening line in In the Bleak Midwinter. It was one hell of a night to throw away a baby. A terrible morning here. Where's your emergency? Dolores! Thank heavens it was someone I knew. This is Chloe Jackson. What's wrong, honey? I didn't know you were back. Dolores's voice was sweeter than the mile-high pecan pie she served at her diner when she wasn't working as a dispatcher. There's a sailboat that seems abandoned. It's stuck between the two sandbars. I heard a baby cry. Where are you? The fog's so thick I'm not sure. I left my cottage about 7 minutes ago and ran west toward Vivi's house. But I can't tell if I'm to her house yet or not. Okay, well, stay put while I get someone from the Walton County Sheriff's Department out there. Will do. I hung up and shouted again. Anyone here? I peered at the boat. The cry sounded again and tugged at my heart. I noticed a rope ladder dangling off the back end. It was like fate was telling me not to let the baby wait alone. I took off my shoes and dropped my key ring with its Chicago keychain in the toe of one of them. It looked like high tide, but I wasn't certain. I ran up the beach a few yards and left my shoes so they wouldn't get wet. There were marks in the sand, like the boat had been farther up on shore. I splashed through the water until it was waist deep and swam the last bit. I tried to keep my phone out of the water during an awkward one-armed stroke and kicking hard with my legs. The boat was farther out than I'd originally thought. It tilted up a bit, but I managed to catch the rope ladder and scramble up. As I boarded, a wave smacked the boat. It knocked me off my feet, and I landed on my rear end, jolting every bone in my body. My phone flew out of my hand. I grabbed at it in midair, but missed. A plop sounded in the water. No, no, no. The boat righted itself, and I slid across the deck. My shoulder slammed into the side of the boat. Ouch. I gritted my teeth together. Another bounce, and it tipped precariously away from the sandbar. I clutched the side, managed to stay on the deck, and clung. The crying got louder, but now it didn't sound as much like a baby as it had from the shore. An animal, perhaps? The boat began to move away from the shore and out to sea. What had I done? Chapter 2. Help! I yelled toward the shore, but the fog wrapped around my words and muffled them. No one yelled back. The boat moved quickly, probably caught up in a rip current. I eyed what bit of water I could see through the fog. Jumping in and trying to swim out of the current didn't seem smart, even though I was an excellent swimmer. I could become disoriented in the fog. The boat lurched in the waves. If I jumped, I couldn't be sure the boat wouldn't change direction and run me down. The only thing worse than jumping in would be being tossed overboard. The boat tipped and tilted like the carnival rides I loved as a kid. Then there was the cry to think of. I couldn't abandon a baby if there was one. Moving would be perilous, but not moving wasn't an option. A door that must lead to the cabin below banged open and closed with the motion of the waves. I eyed the distance. Standing would be foolish, but maybe I could slide over on my stomach. A wave pitched. I let loose. For a second, I thought I was going in, but the boat rocked the other way. I took advantage and slid and scooted to the door. It banged shut behind me as I rolled down 5.